anything on your heart. We'll try not to wear nobody's patience and be too long. Ask if you would just pray for us a little while. We're going to try to take a short reading lessons from the Romans chapter 16. This has been on my heart for a few days now. I'm thankful for a few strong church members, and I'm thankful for a few strong children of God. It says, I commend unto you Phoebe, her sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, that in you receive her in the Lord as have become a saint, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she have need of you. For she has been a succourner of many, and of myself also, or assistant of many, and to myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, and to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. And with mistakes we made reading, and we made some. That's down to the fourth verse. And as I studied upon this, I thought about a servant of the church and what Phoebe was. But also I thought about Aquila and Priscilla, who laid down their necks for Paul. And I guess if you're going to give it a title, I'd say it's be a servant of the church that's willing to lay down their necks for their brothers and sisters. And we realize the day that John the Baptist, he lost his head. His head was cut off and served up in a platter. We realize James, the brother John, was killed by a sword. And I figure probably, more than likely, his head was took also. We find that Paul said that they was willing to lay down their necks. In other words, you heard people say they stuck their neck out for them. I want you to realize what this meant was to lay their head down and be willing to lose their head for Paul. And we begin to think about a few people that's been servants of the church. And I guess I thought about, I've heard Brother Barry and some of y'all tell, before this church was ever organized, how Brother Bill and some others signed a note when this was still a mission to build this building. And I've thought about that so many times. I want you to realize that was a big deal. That was putting faith in God that not only that this building was going to get took care of and paid for, but he was going to organize in the church. They put their faith in God that this would be took care of, and they also put it in faith in some people that were surrounding them that they would see it through. And I want you to realize today, sometimes that's hard to do, but I'm thankful that there is a few, and I believe there's a lot here at Hilltop, that if you really need them, that they would stick their neck out, and they would be a servant of the church, and they would help you. And I'm thankful for that. Are we not supposed to be Christ-like? Ain't that why they first called them Christians at Antioch? Because they was Christ-like. And we find over in Ephesians in the 5th chapter in the 25th verse, it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And I want you to realize today, I want you to know, I'm not trying to make a God out of the church, but I believe it represents God. I believe that this church is the church of God. I believe this is the church of Christ right here. I don't believe one that stuck the name up out there, but I believe we are the church of Christ. I believe we are the church of God. We represent Jesus. And I believe in our example how we're to lay down our lives for the church. And I want you to realize that's easy to say. That's easy for us to say that, but I want you to know it's an entirely different thing to do it. Sister Lynn talked about Brother Rick Jones last week and how he impressed her and it meant so much to her that he left a time that he could have spent with his family and come down yonder to the benefit. I want you to realize he has left his family over and over. He has left his home over and over. There are men and women out yonder that have forsaken all for Christ's sake and for the church. And I want you to realize when we see people do that, we need to recognize that. And we need to stand up for them. We need to stick our neck out for them every once in a while. We need to be there for them and help them. Aquila and Priscilla, Paul, I don't know how he came acquainted with them, but I know they was tent makers just like he was, according to Acts 18, I believe it. And by 2 or 3 there, it tells us how they were tent makers, and Paul was the same thing. I want you to realize the people you come in contact with every day at your workplace, you need to tell them about the Lord. We find that they was at one time at Rome and Italy, and they had to leave there. The king had told them all the Jews that they had to leave. But I want you to realize they had the same occupation as Paul. And I want you to realize every day you have a chance to stick your neck out for somebody and be willing to talk to them about the Lord. I'll do it for God's sake. Do it for the church's sake. We need to do more to try to gain more. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at here. We need to stick. It's hard to talk to people about the Lord. I know it is. I know it. I know a lot of places I've heard Teresa talk about where she used to work. If you talked about the Lord, you'd get in trouble for it. I know it's good. I know a different one of you are teachers. You can get in trouble for it. But I want you to realize, honey, you have to stick your neck out every once in a while for God's sake and for the church sake and for lost souls' sake. We need to give our lives to the Lord and to His church. And I'm saying once again, we don't make a God out of the church. I believe that's exactly what they done with the Ark of the Covenant. They turned it into God. They went to celebrate when the Ark of Covenant showed up at their battle. They was going to win. And you know what happened? God let them fail. He let them get whooped because they put their confidence in the Ark of the Covenant instead of God. Now, we don't need to put our confidence totally in the church. But I want you to realize how the church ain't this building. It's these people here. But we do need to take a stand for these people from time to time. There's people here that's took up for me. I know along the way, there's been times that I know people have took stands for me along the way. And I need to take stands for you. When somebody says something about Hilltop Church, it cuts me to the core. I want you to realize we should love her enough that we'd stand up for her no matter what people may think about us and no matter what they may say about us or no matter what they may do to us. If she is taking a stand for God, we need to stand with her. Amen. And we should be a servant to it. We should serve the church. There's a lot more to that than just showing up on Sunday and putting $10 in the offering plate. To serve the church, you need to give your life to the church. You need to love the church as much or more than you do anything else. I talked about a while ago for my wife. She's going to have to make some sacrifices this month. She ain't going to get to spend as much time with her family and her children. But I want you to realize I believe my wife's willing to do that. I want you to realize sometimes we have to make a few sacrifices along the way if we're going to be servants of the Lord's church. And it's hard sometimes.
It's hard. I want you to realize when you had to forsake mother and father, when you had to forsake all the things in this world, it gets a little tough sometimes. But if you're willing to do that and serve God, it'll please God. I believe it's Christ-like. And 1 John in chapter 3, John 3 and 16, we know what it says. This is 1 John 3 and 16. And I want to tell you something. It reminds us of one that gave his life for us. And it tells us what we're supposed to do in John 3, 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. God so loved the world because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now I want you to know that once again, I hear it said all the time. It'd be easier for somebody to cut my head off and give my life that way than it would to surrender. I want you to realize Peter thought it would be easy for him to die. It's a whole lot easier said that you're willing to die for the Lord than it is to do it. And I want to tell you something. To die for Brother Larry, I want you to know something. He might put himself in a position that I don't think he should have put himself in. And then me to stick my neck out for him and be willing to die for him. When Paul went yonder and preached and them people stoned him nearly to death, drug him outside the gates and left him there, 2 weeks later he turned around and goes right back to preach again. I want you to realize I'd been standing there saying, Paul, you have done this. You knew better. You knew what was fixing to happen. You should have known better. I'd been running the other way. But I want you to realize there was some still stood with Paul. And I believe it might have been those two that mentioned there that stuck out their neck and went back with him. I want you to realize sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard when, I'm not saying stand up. If somebody does wrong, call them out on the wrong. And do not follow them in their sin. And go with them and turn down the cause even more. But if somebody is in the right and they're fighting for the cause of God, why wouldn't we not stick our neck out just a little bit and be willing to give just a little bit? I won't tell you it's wrong when we don't. They asked him the question. They said, they were talking about who was going to be greater. Then he went on to ask the question. He said, Jesus asked them a question. He said, who's greater, he that said it me or he that serveth? And they said, well, he that sets it me. And he said, you have rightly answered, but I've come as a servant. We're to serve one another. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you do that? I done told you it's different than just showing up on Sunday. Amen. Do you serve one another? When you know your brother or sister is hurting, like Sister Margaret has been. Have we done everything we could to help Sister Margaret with what she's going through? When we see what Liz and Dusty, and we say, well, we had a benefit. Bart, he's having his fishing tournament. We've done this and that. Have we done everything we could? Have we laid down our lives? Have we got inconvenienced any yet? Have we had to leave our TV program for a little while? Or have we had to leave spending time with our own family for a little while? Have we had to leave a little inconvenience of having to be a little tighter financially this week than we was the week before for a little while? Have we been willing to be really servants to the church and lay down our lives for each other like we should? He washed their feet. Amen. He washed their feet and he said, they've been your Lord. willing to wash your feet. Shouldn't you do it to each other? Shouldn't you serve one another? Shouldn't you do everything you can to take care of one another? He said, no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I want you to realize we're to love one another. We're to serve one another. And you say, Brother Jeff, we do that. We had a good fellowship last night. Brother Tim and Sister Jamie had us over. And they sacrificed some of their time and their money. And it was good. And that was good. That's good when we do that. But people, we ain't got it down yet. We got a long ways to go to laying down our life for the church, to giving our life for the church, to being a servant, to sticking your neck out, being willing to die. Peter, he said he was. And I don't want us to get to where we just say we will and don't do it. That won't mean nothing. God didn't so love the world and keep his son. God loved the world and he gave his son. When you say something, if you're not willing to back that up with actions, just keep your mouth shut. I hear people stand up in the church. I've heard it for years. People stand up in church and say, I'm going to change. I'm going to do better. I'm going to be here every Sunday. I'm going to serve the church. And next Sunday, the very next Sunday, they don't come. And they try to get up and tell you what a Christian they are. I want you to realize your words don't mean nothing. Your actions is what means something. I want you to realize, lay down your life for Hilltop Church and God will bless your soul. When you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. That's how you serve. God is serving one of each other. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to stick your neck out, oftentimes we'll help somebody. We'll help them a time or two. Then we'll say, now listen, they need to help themselves. Well, maybe they're trying to help themselves. Just can't do that. I can't keep doing that. How many times did Jesus told you he couldn't help you no more? When did he say it was time to quit? Was it after 49, 7 times 49? It's hard. It's hard. Serve one another. Be willing to lay down your life for one another. That 18th chapter of Acts, I'm fixing to hush here in a minute. That's where you find out about Aquila and Priscilla. They was ones that straightened up Apollos. They stuck her neck out there. Apollos was a man of God. Paulus there was trying to do a work at Corinth. He done went and baptized a whole bunch in the name of John. And knowing only John's baptism, that was alien immersion. That's alien immersion. They hadn't received the Holy Ghost. The Comforter hadn't come to them. Aquila and Priscilla loved the Lord enough and loved the church enough that they stuck their necks out there and they come to a man of God. And he was. He went on and done a great work after they straightened him up. But they come to him, they stuck their neck out there, and they loved the church enough that they stood up for what was right. And they said, listen, you're wrong about this. You need to be baptized yourself. You need the baptism of the church before you're out baptizing anymore. And I want you to realize Apostle Paul come along, he baptized them. The Comforter came, and that church was organized that day. They stuck their neck out. I wasn't even thinking about that one. And it said that you go on down and read where Paul, where he went to the Jews and they wouldn't hear, and he shook it, the dust off his feet, and just went on. He said he'd go on to the Gentiles. And you get to the 9th verse, and it says, then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee. And no man shall set on thee or hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. He was telling Paul, I'm with you, and I've got some people there that's willing to stick their neck out for you. A lot of times I preach on stuff, my wife will start home, and she'll say, they're going to kill you. I hadn't been here a month, and I preached on something when we go into the car, and she said, you won't last here very long. Well, she was wrong. I've lasted a little while. But listen, I've got enough confidence that I can preach on stuff that's pretty hard. That there's a few of you will stand up, and if somebody gets mad about it and don't like it, there'll be a few of you will stand up and say, that's the truth. Even though it hurts and we don't like it and it makes us about half mad, he told us the truth. There's a few will stand up for what's right. And there was a few of you that I have confidence in that would follow me to my car, and I've been followed to my car before, and say, Brother Jill, I love you, but you was wrong about that. And I want you to know I love you for that. We need to get it right. It's more important than one man. This church is more important than me or you or anybody else. It's the church of a living God. Jesus didn't only die for a lost and dying world. He died for the church. He gave himself for it. And we're to be like him. We're to give our life to the church. A few years ago, I had a little business, and sometimes it was good and sometimes it wasn't. If you've ever been in business, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes a phone just rings off the hook and sometimes it just quits. And you just sit there and ask God, let that phone ring. But I got a point in my life. I just like, Lord, if you can use me doing something else, just use me. I don't care. And y'all got willing to use me as a full-time pastor. And I just let that little business go. And that was hard to do. That was something I've done 20 years. It was my livelihood. That digging ditches, you might say, well, digging ditches ain't no big deal. It was to me. It's what I raised my kids on. I'd send them to school and I'd bought their Christmas presents. I'd done everything I could ever done and depended on an old backhoe and a bulldozer and what little skill God gave me to work in dirt. But I got willing. Lord, if you could use me and my life a better way than digging in dirt, I don't care. I'm not scared to stick my neck out for a little while. And I did. And brothers and sisters, I have never regretted it. I've given my life to this church, and my wife has given her life to this church. And we've done the best we can to serve her. And I've never once regretted. And I'll tell you what, if you'll get yourself to a point, man or woman, there was two women and one man mentioned, Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila was a man, believe it or not, and his wife was Priscilla, and a woman named Phoebe, a servant of the church. Now, she couldn't be a deacon and she couldn't be a pastor. But we find in the Lord how there's no difference in Jew and the Greek. It don't matter what color you are, or male or female. We're all the same in the Lord and his church. There was two women and one man. You can give your life over and serve the Lord and the church. Yeah, you may still have to work and you may still have to have a job, but that don't let that job be your life. Sister Teresa here a while back let a job go and went cleaning houses. I want you to realize, honey, that's an honorable job and God will bless you in that. Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. If we worried, me and my wife, I'm fixing to shut up in a minute. Me and my wife's been remodeling again. Y'all ain't heard too much about it this time. You know why? Amen. Dummy me, if it done this year, last year you wouldn't heard much about it last year. We started and I said, God, we got these revivals coming up this year. And I don't care if it takes all summer or it takes to Christmas. I don't care. As you see fit, let this get done and it'll get done. I ain't worried about it. I ain't even got mad. Not one time did I get mad. And I'm serious. When I give it to God, I said from the beginning, I said, Lord, we're going to start working on this old room and it's out of level and it's crooked and it's dirty and it's all the things that you don't want to see. And I said, God, I don't care. Just let it get done as your will says. And you know something? It's done. All I got to do is move the furniture back in it. I ain't got a strong enough mic yet to do that. But I know when it does. Give it to God. And he'll take care of it. We fix up our houses. We build houses. We make our homes nicer. We get good vehicles, and we worried ourselves to death about doing a little work on the church. We may have to give a little more to get this paid for. We may have to do about a vacation sometime or another. But won't it be worth it? Give your life to Hilltop Church. Boy, we've been blessed with some good new members last year or two. People that's come in here that just come in and made pillars. And it just blows me away that some of us, I've been a member here now, I don't know, I don't want to mention, Brother Barry can probably tell you, he tells me a long time all the time. But I still ain't a pillar. Sister Mary was a pillar. I look over here and I see pillars sitting around everywhere. And I look out there and I see pillars sitting around everywhere. I need to be a pillar too. And if you feel like I do, ain't it time that you start holding up your part? Give your life to the church. That's my message. It may not have made no sense to y'all. But I believe we should follow the example of Christ and give our lives to the church and work for the Lord, serve the Lord, serve the church, be a servant like Phoebe was to the church. Assistant. That's all I am. I'm here to assist y'all. I'm here to serve y'all and serve the Lord. And let's serve one another. And every now and then when the tough gets going, you know, what most people do when you have a little church trouble, some of them's having to leave to go to a baptize, and I pray they have a good one. I don't believe they're mad. Y'all mad? Okay.